Hey, After Buzzers, welcome to an all new Grace and Frankie After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. Today we're going to be covering season 3, episodes 3 and 4. The first one, the focus group, and the second one, the burglary. We had a lot to say about these hilarious episodes, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello again, our beautiful After Buzzers. Thank you so much for tuning in to another Grace and Frankie After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Sam Davidson. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at SamD43. And I have my two lovely co-hosts back this week. Introduce yourselves. Let us know where we can find you on social media.
Yes. Hello, guys. I'm so excited to be talking about Grace and Frankie again. I am Shannon Bobo, and you can find me everywhere at Shannon Bobo, and I'll follow you back.
My name is Calvin, and you can catch me all across social media, anywhere, everywhere, at Leon Calvin Mac.
All right, guys. So what are we feeling about these two episodes?
Oh, wow. Everything.
All the emotions.
It was funny. There were some really funny parts.
Yes. Yeah. Very, very funny parts, especially Grace and Frankie and their focus group. Their well-intended way of going about that. And that was so just hilarious.
Yeah. The first, 5 minutes of dialogue was just brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I feel like it should have been called Orgasm and Pancakes, because that's just what they led off with. So
I feel like someone should write a book, and that's what it should be called, Orgasm and Pancakes.
There you go. Patent it. Copyright.
Maybe I will. I agree. I thought it was a ton of fun, but more so fun for Grace and Frankie. We didn't get to see much of the other storylines. We did get to see some Saul and Robert stuff, though, which I kind of just want to get out of the way.
Yes.
For this episode, I'm going to leave the juicy stuff till the end and just get this other stuff gone. Mm-hmm. Robert... Sometimes I just really don't like him.
Really? I like Robert. Really? Sal is who I don't like sometimes. Really?
Same here.
He's punchable.
Yeah, I mean, Robert is okay. Mm-hmm. He's tolerable. Sal is just very...
neurotic.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He tries his best, but he just ends up being so much,
but
too much
sometimes. He cares too much.
He does.
Sal cares too much. Yeah,
that's
a good assessment. That's a really good assessment of Saul, for sure. He cares way too much. And again, I'm pretty sure that's the reason why, going back to the storyline, the original main plant, that's the reason why they didn't come out for so long. I bet you Saul was the driving force behind that, because he's so concerned about what everybody feels and what everybody thinks,
and
staying stuck. His theme should be staying stuck, because he likes to stay stuck. He likes to stay stuck at work.
He doesn't
stuck
like change.
In his marriage. He doesn't. Change is so challenging for him.
Mm-hmm. I get it. I get that.
Yes,
I
for
hate
sure.
Change. Mm-hmm. I hate change.
Yes, change is good though. Change is really good. It's inevitable. It's necessary, and it's just gonna happen.
Yeah. So. That's what they say. That's what they keep on telling me. I'm like, stop. But the whole thing about the play, I didn't love that storyline, but it felt like they needed to have it to balance out, the storyline with Grace and Frankie. Mm-hmm. That was just my personal opinion. I mean, it was funny, but that's why I was mad at Robert.
Right.
For the play thing.
For auditioning for it? For getting the part?
No, not saying to the guy, listen, I'll do this, but just give my husband, a one line.
Sal isn't good though, so
so that
he could play his role as a supportive husband, and I don't know if you know this, but anything surrounding that whole situation, Peter, they're about perfection. So even though it's a local San Diego play, but it's still, for them, it's Broadway. It's a huge deal. So they won't let them be talented first. Sal could just take a step back and let Robert shine right now.
I guess.
He's just not good.
I do kind of want to see Sal in action, though. What they call him, a baby seal trying to walk for the first time?
Yeah.
That sounds lovely. It sounds magical.
And what do you guys think about this Peter?
I love Peter. Peter is great.
Yeah.
I feel like so alone on this panel. I have the opposite reaction to all
of you.
Well,
that's a good thing. It's contrast.
Yeah. I was like, who are you? You trying to take Robert?
Oh no, I didn't sense that at all. I just think Peter is just, their friend. They have a whole new set of friends. They have a brand new life right now. They're living the life as a gay married couple,
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up, though, because I do like Peter. However, I feel like in an indirect way, he will be like a driving force in between them at some point, because it feels like this episode is a kind of like a starting of a breakaway for them too.
Definitely, yeah, because there's this whole thing also about them retiring, which they said in the last episode, well, Baron said in the last episode that it was going to be more of a focus for them retiring and mm-hmm, leaving their jobs, mm-hmm. and it was like a back and forth, mm-hmm. and I know a few of us have watched ahead, so but it is like this is just the start mm-hmm. of, you know, this like bigger endeavor of retiring, and I think it's kind of like a theme, it might be a theme throughout the season in some way,
mm-hmm.
not that this will be its last, but like that the characters are getting a little more comfortable. And, you know, maybe the craziness will never stop. Speaking of craziness, Brianna and Mallory.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Sister fight.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard. I mean, I felt bad for both of them because some people just don't bond with kids mm-hmm. as much. She should try harder. I know.
Brianna's my spirit animal.
Okay. I thought like, you were going to be like, she's such a bitch.
And no. I mean... Kids are horrible, like, a lot of the time. Not all of them, but, you know, like, there's a lot going on mm-hmm. with them because they can't do for themselves. So I feel her on that, and I feel like Mallory is just way too hard on her. It was mm-hmm. almost unwarranted.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's one of those things where it must have been building up because even her and Grace have a conversation about it, and she's well aware of her issues with the kids and Mallory's issues with her with the kids. It's probably one of those things that it's been happening ever since Mallory had kids and everyone's been like True. Talking behind everyone's back about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I felt.
Well, it's just, it's her niece and her niece and nephews at the end of the day. So it's family. It's like, as much as you may not like kids, but that's family.
Exactly.
And so I like her compromise when she said, you know, as they get older, we'll be able to like bond with them. Like, I don't know. I love that. I love that idea, like being the crazy, basically Brianna is the crazy aunt at this point.
She's,
you know, she's kind of out there and she shares that with in common with her mom. Like I just picture Grace being the type of mother, like, okay, I'm pretty sure there was a nanny involved. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
If no, she's like, can you clean up after that? Like, you know, the children, like I just see like the separation. Like I love my kids, but definitely don't like other people's kids. They made it abundantly clear that they don't like kids at all.
Speaking of kids, this is an interesting question I'm seeing that just popped up in the chat. Someone said the actress that plays Brianna was pregnant during this season, which I forgot about, and they think June. That it's very obvious they didn't even try to hide it. I didn't even remember.
Notice? Yeah.
Well, because I heard, you know, stories that she was like had contractions on set. So I at one point, so I feel like I knew she was pregnant, but I didn't connect the dots when I was watching this at all. I thought mm-hmm. she looked great.
That's what she looks like when she's pregnant. Good for her.
Yes. Seriously.
Goodness.
But they make up, and I like that. I like that she. Who am I talking about? She. I like that Frankie is kind of an aunt figure to Brianna.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, for sure.
And she mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
she loves her. I think she even mentioned calling her the like a mom to me. I thought she mm-hmm. mentioned
a
second mom.
Well, yeah, it's like, I think, what did she call her? The cool aunt.
She
wanted to be the cool aunt and said she'll do like what Frankie did, taught her how to roll tight joints. and I loved that. I love that the two of them are such like a bonding, you know, and same with Bud and Coyote. They're like this best friend relationship and they're just totally bound together.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
And I feel like Brianna and Mallory are working towards getting there, like having that same sort of like bond, that relationship, and like be the Grace to my Frankie or whatever. Because they bonded pretty. I don't think Grace and Frankie were as close prior to finding out about their husbands, who, if you think about it, is as ironic that they're in a play. Peter even said it at some point. He said, well, you guys acted like you were straight for years.
Episode,
so you're good
yeah.
actors. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's very true. And mm-hmm. I still laugh every time I look at Grace and Frankie. And so let's just get into Grace and Frankie this episode.
Because
they, this is the one with the vibrator prototype.
Yes.
They need a focus group.
Oh, Lord.
And what? They need a focus group in the age group.
I mean, I feel like why did they have to go to that woman of all people?
Arlene?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She could have gone to one of Frankie's cool friends and been like, bring six of your weird
True.
Friends.
I see the tact in doing it that way. you know, because you probably want to go hard first. You know what I mean? Like, go with the possibly the hardest, because they will be the most critical and they will be the most honest about what they felt about a product. Because you wouldn't want to go to, like, the HBO special Real Sex Couple, those type women. And I don't know if you guys ever saw HBO Real Sex, when the old ladies be really getting into it. And we probably wouldn't want to use them as a prototype, because that's like a you're preaching to the choir sort of thing. Yeah. So I think you would want to start with a group of women that are a little bit tight asses, you know, and have money. You know, their husbands probably are Grace and Frankie in them, possibly. You never know.
Mm-hmm. Were you guys, I mean, it was, sometimes there's moments in this show where I laugh, but I cringe at the same time. And I'm like, oh no, I can't watch it. At first, that's how I felt with the scene when they introduced the vibrators, but I just thought it was hilarious. What the women were saying, too, and their responses, they did a great job, those women. Mm-hmm. They were so funny.
They were.
What are we supposed to do with it?
Yes, acting all innocent. I was like, you know what you need to do with this, ladies. Come on now. Acting all innocent and stuff. And I love the going into it, because they were like, why did you, Arlene, about it? Especially when it was revealed that they were part of a prayer group. It was like, oh, this is my prayer partners. And I was like, what? And then they were like, oh, we forgot the cookies. I'm like, wait. They're like, no, you talk about some other cookies, Grace and Frankie. You know what cookies you talk about. Bring out those vibrators for those ladies to enjoy, so they could really have something to praise the Lord.
the look on Grace's face when everyone held hands for the prayer.
Yes.
She was just like, oh crap. Just panic. Jane Fonda, I mean, so funny. And that's one of the best things, too. Both her and Lily Tomlin. It's just great straight up acting, straight up comedy, but it's also physical comedy.
Yes.
It's amazing.
And they are, I feel like they're changing the game for women, especially older women in front of the camera, TV. Like, it's like they're still living. Like, you're, even if you, once you hit menopause, once you hit certain stages of your life, you're still a woman. You're still wanting that sexual appetite, that, you know. That's what I love about this show, is groundbreaking in that way. And it's like, you know, I love all the women of today, like the Jennifer Lopez's, the Madonna's, the women, Tina Turner's, if we're going to go there, that are saying, you know, we're still sexy. We're 74, we're 83, whatever, but we're still sexy and we're still sexual. Like, that doesn't end because we've reached our peak, or we've, you know.
They probably also made a deal with the Illuminati to take some kind of serum that, like, keeps them young. That's my theory on that one.
When I see pictures of Lily Tomlin, like, just out on the street and everything, I was like, oh, now she looks her age. Because that is some good lighting now at the end of the day. I love it, but I love both those ladies. But at the end of the day, Jane and Lily. But at the end of the day, like, you know, that's great lighting and makeup. But they still look good. With all that set aside, they're still very full of life and very vibrant, just like the name of the company there.
And that's a great point. What I love about the show is that while the men are, you know, also getting older, they're actually settling down, while these two ladies who, what society would normally look at them and be like, oh, you should slow down too. You probably should have slowed down like years ago. No, they're restarting and they're building their own business.
Yes.
And they're like, doing the unexpected. And it's kind of like they're balancing out Sal and Robert, you know, as they start slowing down, they actually are, you know, going full force.
And gaining momentum.
And challenging that stereotype of women and being a certain age.
And you can always start over.
Yes.
Also,
yes,
that's a fear. I remember. Do you guys have Time Hop or anything like that? It's it'll show you what you tweeted or said, like anything on your phone for however many years ago. I wrote on Twitter or something like 6 years ago. I love writing so much. Have I lost my calling? Like, I just graduated from college, so I thought it was all too late. Like, I don't even know what I was thinking.
You were a baby.
I was a baby.
And you're still a baby.
It still is always a worry. Like, are you too older to start over? Have you gone too far down one path? And that's why I love this show, because it really can tell everybody that it's never too late to do anything. You can always switch it up. One last thing I just wanted to say, whoever played Arlene, like, great monologue for a woman that is of that breakdown. Literally, someone that is an actress that needs an audition piece should totally get that monologue.
Yes, it was great.
Hilarious. And she's like, I didn't know that I still you know,
her hearing improved.
Yeah. That.
Yeah. Like my hearing improved. That was funny.
And Frankie's like, mine, and Frankie's hearing just keeps on getting worse. I love that. Okay, so the women all wanted the vibrators. They're going to be a big hit. And then we go to the next episode, which is the burglary.
The burglary.
So first, let's again start off with Robert and Saul about drinkies. I think drinkies is where I started to get maybe a little more annoyed with Robert.
Yes, because he's not being authentic. He wants to have like this... He wants to be full-on gay man. Like, he's never had this other life before, you know? So that's the census that I picked up on from Robert.
I felt like everybody knew. I thought that was just a thing that they, you know, they live in the same area, don't they?
And then well, was definitely still in San Diego, but they have a new house now, so.
I guess I just think, like, everybody knows everybody in San Diego.
But San Diego's pretty big, girl.
I know, but especially if that... different of a situation to happen. I mean, everybody would be talking about it. I could just imagine in my hometown if, like, there was two couples and, you know, they were best friends and then the men left the wives. Oh my God, everybody would be talking about that for ages. People would come to Cleveland and be like, you know, there was once a story of this that happened. And so I just assumed that everyone knew, but they didn't. And again, Robert is like hiding himself.
Yeah, that was annoying. And he also said Saul reversed outed him. He inned him.
You inned him. Yeah.
That's not a thing. I don't think. I'm pretty sure that's not
like
a thing.
Once you're out, you can't just go. can't go back in. It's not like a baby is born and they go, no, can I just hop back up there? Yeah,
it was
like,
cozy in there.
Stay a while.
Yes.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, I don't know why he's so shy about that omission. Like, especially if you're building a friendship, and it almost feels as if he's living another double life again, and that's the reason now he's living this brand new double life, the double life of I never was married, but I love the fact that Sal and him and you know that because he was married for over 40 years to an amazing woman, like why can't he just admit it? And it is very good for men of his age range to admit that, because a lot of men couldn't come out until then because it was almost like a for his career. Like I know a few men who are still in because they're afraid. They're like, well, I still got the stigma of being, you know, because they're ethnic, they're black and they're Hispanic, and they're like, well, I got this going against me, I can't be this and gay.
Exactly.
You know, so unfortunately that era, men couldn't be out, and so you know, so I kind of understand why they didn't come out for the longest time, but now I feel like whoever you are, there you go or whatever, because it seems like Robert is still playing this life, this brand new, you know what I mean? Like it's interesting though to have him be afraid to admit that because he's always worried about what people think. You know, that it all comes back down to. I don't know. I think Grace and Frankie have the healthiest situation coming out of this than Robert and Saul, because they're back. Saul is still afraid of change, and Robert is trying to live a double life again.
What do you think?
They're Calvin? So close. They're even kissing each other on the forehead. That was my favorite moment.
Oh yeah, that was funny. That was definitely funny. Yeah. Well,
that's healthy.
Let's talk about what happened to them.
Yes.
Which we never really got a resolution from, by the way. But Grace and Frankie were robbed. Who does that? Like, aren't they? Where are they?
They're near the beach. They're on the beach. Oh my God. And they take their TV and their computers.
Yeah. And Frankie is so freaked out, hyperventilating.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Oh, well, when she just runs.
She just takes him.
Head for the water.
Save yourself. Yeah. Oh, you and Brianna did something like that in the last set of episodes with, she was going to leave her sister.
Yes.
Do you remember? They were at that weird place where Coyote was trying to buy the little house. And Mallory was there, and she was just like, come on, Coyote, it's like, it's too late for her, let's go.
I love it. More and more, we're seeing that Brianna is like that love child of Grace and Frankie.
Yeah.
Like, she's like a modern day free spirit, but like has a great business mind and just slightly hateful.
She's exactly Grace and Frankie. Yeah. I didn't even think of it that way. That's pretty amazing.
I love that.
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
Me too. That was really cute. And to see everyone kind of come by their side, I love it. You know, when the family's like, oh my God, is everyone okay?
And yes.
The girls came over
with some martinis to calm them the F down.
And Brianna, oh my God. Did they take my jewelry? The jewelry?
Yes.
And they have no homeowner's insurance. It's like, you know, because Frankie didn't want it, and now they're regretting that.
Here's what I've been thinking, though. So I always assumed that these were really wealthy people.
Mm-hmm.
And like Grace and Frankie, have they even signed the divorce paper? Or no, they got married. So of course they signed the divorce papers. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't they be getting more money from their husbands, who I think have a lot of money?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to remember, Grace had her company for many, many years. So I feel like they're good with money.
Sometimes they act like they're not.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they bring, well, never mind. Not gonna. Or wait, no, we did see that last episode. I'm all confused.
Don't be. We got this.
Brianna.
Yeah.
Last episode, is that when she gave Grace or Frankie the money?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Phew. Mm-hmm. I was afraid. Mm-hmm. I was like, did that happen 2 episodes from now? Mm-hmm. No. So, like, she has $75,000 just
laying around.
Yeah, just laying around. Just like,
boom. So why was it so hard for them to get a loan of $75,000? I don't know. It just makes me think that.
I didn't think of it that way.
That's a good point.
It doesn't add up, because they live in this luxurious beach house, mm-hmm. which has to be worth millions.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming that they Frankie took ownership of the house after the husband's, you know.
One of them did.
Yeah. So maybe they're getting some sort of allowance each month from their husbands. But that's a good point. I didn't think of it that way. Like, it's like, what is their money situation?
Yeah.
Maybe older age, you know, so they don't want to risk their own money. So they went out for a loan.
That's true. Yeah. That's true, too.
Maybe. I don't know. Well, someone breaks in and everyone's very upset. And Grace had a really interesting conversation with Saul. I liked that. Like, they're both on Team Frankie, trying to think of ways to make her feel better. And like you said, you know, she like grabbed her face and promised her and then kissed her on the head.
That was really cute. The officer thought, you guys are a very beautiful couple. Yeah. I love the officer, like, trying to come on to, like, what's about your daughter? She's married with kids. What about your other daughter?
The man eater.
Yes. That was really funny.
Yeah, he was a fun character. I bet that would be a ton of fun to just have, like, that guest star in one episode of Grace and Frankie.
Mm-hmm.
So Grace and Frankie end up going to a senior citizens, like,
fight back the night or whatever. Mm-hmm. Prevention class, as they call it.
And it's funny, the police officer that conducted the class, I've seen him on a bunch of the shows that I watch and cover here. And I was like, oh, you know, it's like such a small random role. But that was really funny. A bunch of old people talking about, like, what happens if I do this, and this? I'm like, my mom should go to one of these so everybody could just laugh at her.
Yeah.
Just be like, that's not what you're supposed to do. And he brings Frankie up as an example of, like, what not to wear if you...
And she's wearing everything.
It was really funny.
She has long hair, but, I mean, like, her clothes were so loose and they could just grab her at any point. She's like, so I'm just basically a walking target? Yes, you are. You are a walking victim, Frankie. And she's so loose and free-spirited, too. Like, she sees the good in everybody. So, I mean, that would be a person to target.
Because you leave the door so wide open that you leave yourself susceptible to people targeting you. I wonder if we will find out who did that. Because, well, after the class, they're Coyote now and...
just really quick about the class. When Grace... When he said, you have to soil yourself, like, how does Grace was like, she was like, I gotta do, no, me? Because she's so reserved, and he's like, well, it works. It works. So just a picture, like, her thought process of, oh, my God. Like, I think even if she does become incapacitated, like, even if, because they're older ladies, I think that would be the end of Grace. If she's just like, I can't make it to the bathroom, I just may have to die.
Grace is not about
she's
that
so
life.
Clean.
She's not.
Not at all.
Yeah, that's something that breaks somebody, you know?
She's like, That's the end of it. Once I can't make it to the toilet.
It's like,
there's no going back after
I'm
that.
Not wearing diapers.
Yeah. Oh, God, you should hear the things my father says to me about that. He's like, if I get to that point, you know what to do. And I was like, nope. Crazy person.
Take me on and back like old Yeller.
So after this class, the boys come over and they try to help. Bud is smart. How do they hang that TV up upside down? That's my big question.
Yes.
Stupid. Mm. They're funny, though. Mm-hmm. And it's cool to hear that they're really good friends in real life.
That was really sweet, too, when we had Baron on last week.
Yeah.
all the little rituals that they say they do. Like, they actually go to the park and rehearse their scenes together.
Yeah.
I thought that was so cute. I thought that's so, you know, like...
That's the dream.
You always hear about people, like, beefing on set, and, you know, exactly. And to hear that they actually are real friends is really sweet and cute.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. I want a Bud and Coyote hat. That's all.
I want one, too. I was thinking about those the other day, Bud and Coyote hat. Well, they're trying to help them out and tell them tips. They like, what? Or no, it's the girls that give Grace lower heels. One of them gives Grace...
Janet Reno Hills.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, outside
so
the door.
Fall.
Well, Frank...
Or no, for outside the door.
Yeah. It was supposed to be like an imposing male shoes, but Frankie thought that it would be too...
Heteronormative.
Yes. So she... Yeah. Instead, they said Janet Reno shoes, which was hilarious because it was. I was like, oh my God. And then I immediately thought, I said, was this shot before Janet Reno made her transition? Because she just died a couple months ago. No one addressed that. Like, they made it seem like she was in the present tense.
Huh.
You know, did you guys know, like, 2016, we lost so many people, including Janet Reno, unfortunately.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh, my God. I don't know if you guys remember Elian Gonzalez, but I'm like, okay, we lost Fidel Castro and we lost Reno. I say, Bill Clinton, please stay on this planet. Because of all the characters involved in the Elian Gonzalez thing just went away last year. But,
oh, my God.
And we wiped them out. But when they said Janet Reno type shoes, I was like, wow, that's not... And maybe, I don't know, maybe it's Malibu Beach. Maybe somebody will be scared of a very large woman.
I think maybe because Coyote and Bud somehow have a Janet Reno fear, perhaps.
Possibly.
That's rational. Yeah.
They just, I mean.
Well, what does she call it? What did Frankie call it? Heteronormative. Heteronormative.
Yeah. Well, a lot of those rules are true. I grew up with a lot of those rules. Like, my mom leaves lights on all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she
that's
just
smart,
came.
Though, to leave lights on, because it gives the appearance that someone's home.
Yeah.
So I had a, unfortunate, I live in the heart of Hollywood, and one night, thank God my neighbor was walking his dog in the middle of the night because he's an insomniac, and there was a homeless guy sleeping right outside my porch, and I smelled the fumes of his alcohol, like, seeping in, and it was around the holidays, and Hollywood, if you guys don't know this, is very... transient over this during the holidays, people go back home, you know, they're just here for the entertainment business. Mm-hmm. And I live here, and this is, you know, I've been here for 15 years now. I'm not going anywhere, and even including the holidays, I'm like, this is home. When everybody's like, you going home for the holiday, I'm like, this is my home. So anyway, he was sleeping outside my front porch, and I was like, what do I do? I smelled all the fumes. And then they just said, because I'm very Frankie at my house, I'm like the sage and Apollo Santo.
Oh, yeah.
And I got crystals everywhere and plants and all this other stuff, and I was like, what do I do? And then I told the officer, I was like, please don't beat him. Please don't hurt this man. I was like, I just want him to be okay. I was like, but I need for him to not, I don't know what he's going to do, you know? So,
yeah.
And then that was a reminder to keep the lights on. Like, and it's, I was like, oh yeah. I said, because I experienced that. But you don't know. Like, are they harmless or are they going to beat you up? True. You don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't want to approach him. I said, it's probably better for a professional to, and they handled him so sweetly. And then I turned on the porch light, and that porch light has not gone off since that day. I was like, nope, that stays on. I don't care what my light bill is.
That's a good story.
That's beautiful.
Because that is a good lesson. I feel like I learned something too now.
Yeah. Keep the lights on.
Speaking of trying to do all of these things to keep everybody out of there, they're doing them. And meanwhile, Frankie is like, me and my brother used to be with my mom when it rained. We wouldn't get out of her bed.
Oh, yes.
Like, we would just, it reminds you of a child, right?
Yes.
I mean, did you guys ever do that with your parents? And they were like, again tonight, you're going to sleep with us again?
Yeah.
No.
I feel like a lot of little kids did it.
I did.
Until you're like 5 or 6.
Or 8, whatever.
Right.
No judgment, you know?
No. I'm lowering the age for myself, just, you know.
And I gotta admit, this is embarrassing, but I don't care. I used to wet the bed, so there was no way in hell my parents were gonna let me sleep with them. I'm like, okay. I'll go somewhere else, peepot.
So this makes much more sense.
So I think, so in a way, I would have just protected myself, like, like the officer gave us, just soil yourself. I'm like, nobody's touching me. Nobody's touching peepot over there.
So they make a deal. Frace. I've done this too. I'm like, Frace and Gracie.
Yes. And I keep calling them Grace Kelly. Grace and Kelly. I was like, no, that's two different things.
Grace gives Frankie a walkie-talkie.
Yes, and that was so cute.
Yeah, it's my family and I have tried to do this with each other before too. It's funny. It doesn't ever work. Because we're like yelling across the house. So they take it. Everything's good. And then, well, before that though, we see Frankie making a paper mache body double.
Brilliant. Like, I had no idea she had skills like that.
Yeah, that was
I did. She's very talented.
She's very talented.
She could do anything she put her mind to, honestly. But yeah, it was crazy. And she had put it out. So it seemed windy outside.
Mm-hmm.
But did someone really break in? Like, did a window break? So a window breaks. And did the window break because someone came back in again or because it was windy?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I had no idea because at the end of the episode, I'm like, okay, you know, it went off. Like, who's in the house? And we never get to see.
Yeah, because I felt like they showed a little bit of windiness going on. But then I think we saw broken glass again. So I'm not sure. But Grace gets on her walkie and tells Frankie, like, to stay there. She's calling the police. Someone's in the house. Grace goes down with her gun, which we found out as an audience that she had when she was talking to the police officer.
Mm-hmm.
And it creeped me out, too. It looks like someone's just sitting very calmly in a chair waiting for you to come so they can murder you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a terrifying visual.
Absolutely.
So she shot him in the head, I was like, oh, God.
She's a good shot.
She shot in between the... It went, like, literally through the eyes of the dummy.
From the back of her.
Yeah.
That's skill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Frankie comes and is angry, astounded. And I think she's a little bit, her feelings are hurt because...
She was lied to.
She was lied to, but also that was her dummy.
Yeah.
Like, why do you want to shoot me in the head? What did you guys think about this whole scenario?
This whole scenario of...
Like, of the gun.
The gun. The dummy. Frankie needing to sleep with Grace, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just say they, at the end of the day, Grace had to protect what's hers. And I understand, like, I probably would be, I guess I'm a hippie who would be loading a gun. That's why I was just like, I am Grace and Frankie together. Because I'm like, at the end of the day, I have to protect myself. I'm like, do no harm, but take no shit. You know? So that's it. That's my theory.
That's a good mantra.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start saying that on the
daily. Do no harm and take no shit.
Mm-hmm.
Get it like a tattoo across the chest.
So that was my thoughts about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And on a side note, I love the realism because, you know, we got to see more of Grace's bedroom. And I love all those pills that she had to take. I'm like, oh, yeah, because all this stuff. I'm like, that's real. That's some real woman in her 70s. All these different pills and, like, her lotions and her. I was like, that's why she looks so fabulous. I was like, what kind of pills are those so I can start taking them now?
Anyway. I feel like I have a lot of that stuff next to my bed.
Yeah. It's like what is she doing?
She's like doing lotions. I have things I need to take. I have my lotions. I have a bunch of crystals.
Yes, me too. I have so many crystals. I have 108 crystals.
I need to organize them. Yes. I need to figure out a day. Anyways, is there anything else this episode you guys wanted to touch on? Because I think this pretty much covers it all before
we get
to predictions.
Predictions, yes.
Yeah, I'm a little scared for Robert and Saul, to be honest. After the whole play thing and him being in, like, it's almost to the point to where I'm thinking, like, are they going to be okay? Because, you know, they were dating and sneaking around for so long that, you know, now they're together, they finally have all of each other. And I'm wondering now, is all of each other too much?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, because sneaking around is, you know, one thing. But when you are committed and then, you know, living together and having to deal with somebody farting in your bed, like, that's a whole another level of, you know,
did
dedication.
You say farting in your bed?
Yes.
It happens.
Pretty much. Yeah.
You know, that's love. So.
Because imagine when you're sneaking around and stuff, they get the idea of how you will be 24 hours a day.
Exactly.
Not the real you. So I would. I would say that, you know, that it's a little bit too much for them right now. You know, I wouldn't be surprised. Are we getting into predictions?
I know,
right
I
now?
Don't know. I'm like, are these predictions?
Yeah, yes. Kind of a little bit of predictions.
Yeah, we'll just start these off now.
Now you're
just
after
sliding
Buzz
on
TV.
Into the predictions. Okay, so continue your thoughts.
Yes, well, my thoughts are, you know, because they... because Robert and Saul have been lying all this time, when are they going to start lying to each other? Like, maybe, I think earlier today we mentioned something about Peter. I think you mentioned that about Peter maybe having something with Robert. Said that. It's possible. I feel like, you know, because their relationship is built on mistrust and lies. I'm like, is this who they are in their being? Is Robert just a person who hides things? Because all of a sudden he's like hiding the fact that was married for over 40 years.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't know. I think we may see a lot more of going towards that, like not really having, being real with each other. Because it's like now that they're in a relationship, maybe they're not going to be as real with each other.
Yeah.
And then on a side note, I think Frankie has to, I think she will eventually or work on trusting Grace, because that's like the first little sign that they have, like these little, you know, because all these little secrets, all these little things going on behind each other's back and everything. And they're doing it in an effort to support,
kind of protect each other.
Yeah, protect each other. Thank you. But, you know, it's not grounds for a healthy relationship. Like, you know, to have, because so now they're doing a repeat of what they experienced with each other's husbands. So I guess those are my kind of like my little predictions. Bud and Coyote, I don't know what's happening there. And then Mallory and Brianna. I don't know. Like, I don't think that they're sisters by blood, but I'm not sensing that they'll ever have the closeness, like the super duper closeness that Bud and Coyote does naturally.
Yeah.
You know, like, I just feel like it's like, unless they just both get high together all the time, because otherwise they lead different lives. So those are my predictions.
Okay. Do you have any more, Calvin? You don't have to. It's okay. I have plenty sitting here. Here, I'll go. And if anything else pops up, let me know. So I agree with all the Robert Saul stuff. I think they've been like kind of planting Easter eggs for us, even in last week's episodes. They were dancing to different songs in different rooms. You know what I mean? Like, what they is so different. So I felt like, and that was right at the beginning of the season. So that was a representation of perhaps, like, what was going to happen for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to say this, but, you know, once a cheater, always a cheater. And you always think that, no, this relationship, that was an excuse. Like, he wasn't a cheater.
He
just
gay.
Fell in love.
Yeah.
And he was gay and he was finding himself. But, you know, maybe he just does always have that kind of wandering thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't know. And with Mallory and Brianna, I think that Mallory is going to end up, and like, I don't know this at all, leaving her husband in some way, who's so hot. So hot.
Yeah,
he's never there. I would have no idea.
And he was so nice in the first season. I don't understand what happened.
I keep getting the visual. I guess this is another prediction. Like, maybe her husband is Robert installing her.
I think the same thing. Yes.
Oh,
I think that's gonna happen.
Crap. My mind would just be blown.
Mind blown.
That would be hilarious and very sad. Well, on that note, you guys, thank you so much for coming in. We are pretty confident that we're going to have, I haven't even told you guys this yet, a special guest next week. So follow us on Twitter. Find out who it is when we officially announce it. Where can we find you guys on social media?
Yes, you can find me everywhere at Shannon Bobo.
And at Leon Calvin Mack.
And you can find me, Sam Davidson, at samdavidsonentertainment.com, Twitter and Instagram at samd43, and check out an app called Anchor. It's free to download, and it's free to listen to online. I have my own channel on there called Binge Watchers United, and I talk about different shows to binge watch every day. So check it out. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye.
I'll see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.